Yesterday on CNN Student News, we talked about how conditions and geography factor into the U.S. tornado season. A line of severe storms struck in three U.S. states Sunday night. More were expected, and that's where we start today's show. Vilonia, Arkansas, part of Tornado Alley, where twisters are relatively common this time of year. This was one of the hardest hit areas on Sunday. Buildings were leveled. Cars were flipped and tossed down the road. In Arkansas alone, 14 people were killed. Two other deaths were reported in Iowa and Oklahoma. The National Weather Service says a tornado that could have been half a mile wide roared through Mayflower, Arkansas. Around 18,000 homes and businesses lost power. Schools were closed. Shelters were set up at a church and a high school. If you're looking for ways to help those affected, CNN has a few ideas on its Impact Your World website. You can find that at cnn.com/impact. Relief workers and investigators are in the communities that were hit. They're looking at the type of damage caused to figure out what kind of tornado caused it.
This building was a concrete block, a cinder block building, some type of machine shop, because I'm finding all kinds of bar clamps and things like that. This was an operating factory of some sort, and now it's just completely destroyed. But the real problem today for the search and rescue teams and for the people picking up their lives in Mayflower, Vilonia, El Paso is this. Let me show you this. I'm going to pick this up. Put a light on it. Those nails are everywhere out here. The buildings are shattered. The nails are everywhere. More people can get hurt after the storm than during the storm if they're not very careful. Now, minor injuries. We do believe now that most of the power has been shut off, but for a while, a lot of the power lines were full. I'm going to be very careful moving through here because of those nails, because of everything else. But here is the electrical box for this building right through here. All the conduit right there. A big structure, a very sturdy structure, completely destroyed. We know that I'm probably saying that this is F3 damage because I can still see some walls, but there are buildings in Vilonia that we know of, especially one dollar store, that there's nothing left except the concrete that building was sitting on. Everything else completely gone. That indicates damage probably of greater than EF3, somewhere in the 4 or maybe even the 5. The National Weather Service will be out here looking at it. I think now, though, counting the dead, helping the injured, and rescuing those that still may be trapped, it is such a wide area that there may still be people that need to be rescued.
From Sunday into Monday evening, people around the world paused for a solemn event. It was Holocaust Remembrance Day. In Israel, where 75% of the population is Jewish, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Shimon Peres commemorated the Jews who were murdered during the Holocaust. The ceremony followed the sounding of a siren. Israelis all over the country stopped wherever they were to stand in silence. In Poland, an event called the March of the Living brought together Jewish teenagers, adults, and Holocaust survivors. They marched about 2 miles from Auschwitz to Birkenau, two Nazi concentration camps, in tribute to those who perished there during World War II. 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. Millions of others fled or were forced to leave their homes. And when the Allied forces liberated concentration camps, they immediately began hunting the Nazis responsible. Holocaust Remembrance Day aims to ensure this never happens again.